How long have you lived here? Do you mind me asking?
Oh, no. I came to work for Miss Williamson 18 years ago. And, of course, she died. Last year, a year ago, she died. And this is her picture right here.
Yeah.
She died just a year ago. And it was 1 year in January. And we still stayed here. This other maid, she brought this other maid from the Bahamas, from Nassau. And she's been here with us since she was about 16, and she's 70. So she's been here a long time before I did. But when Miss Williamson got so ill, about 5 years ago, she asked me if I'd come in and stay with her, because Rosa was beginning to get ill then. She had developed rheumatism.
Yeah.
Well, they call it arthritis now, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I remember it's rheumatism. And so I came to work for her, and of course, I stayed on with Rosa, but I live at 5211 and a half North Robinson. That's where my house is. But I stay here most of the time with Rosa because she's ill, and until the estate is settled. And when it's settled, she left this in the will for the church. But she did left some money in the will for Rosa and I. And she left all of her furniture, her linens, and her dishes to Rosa. So I stays to help her out. I'm pretty good at doing mission work, going around helping different ones.
Yes, ma'am.
Probably with the lady ones. You know, I do the repair work around here, carpenter, because my husband taught me a lot about carpenter, wallpaper, and things like that. We did all that. We used to take a job, wallpaping houses. At that time, it was cheap. You didn't get the money you get now. We used to take a wallpaper one room for $15, him and I. And we wallpaper our own house the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when we built our chicken house, him and I built it together. When we had electric, some of the electric projects, you know, went bad or something, we fixed that. So I learned how to do a lot of things. The only thing I can do is fix a TV, I believe. I tried that once. It shocked me. I never tried it again.
Now, the top of a house is, well, you have one up there. What back in the old days, out in the country, what would they make the top of the house up? You had it.
What was it? Slate. The top, you mean the roof?
Yeah.
The roof of the house was slate. Or either tar paper. But most of them are slate. It's a gray piece of thing. I don't know what else. I just know it's slate.
When you had a house and an L, and the two, where the place where the two would come together would be called a...
They just call it a two-story house.
Yeah.
With an L.
Yeah. A house that had an L. You know what an L is? Kind of a place that would go off the side.
Yeah. Well, they just, I don't know.
Up on the roof, the two would meet, and they'd form a place, you know?
Yeah, well, they just call that upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Any house that you go upstairs to, they call it upstairs. And they might be upstairs in the attic, something like that.
Yeah.
Because if it was a, like you take the attic and make some rooms out of another apartment, and you go upstairs to it,
yeah.
Well, they build wooden steps. They just took some pieces of wood, some 2x4s and made a shell, and then put these boards on there, and you go upstairs to it, and they call that upstairs. Some people say an attic.
Yeah.
So.
Now, your father built a fence, you said, around the house?
Yeah, a wooden fence.
What kind of fence was it?
Just regular wood. I don't know. Wide boards. Not the kind of fence that they build now. Just ordinary wood. I don't know what you'd call it. Like you build a house and you use those cross pieces. They build it with that. And the posts was made out of, he called it 2x4. I don't know what it is. And then he had cross ties. Like when the railroad would put new tracks down, fix the tracks and throw away the old cross ties.
Yeah.